Yeah!
What up?
CY Television's Clinton Yates. My man! Back.
I won around the horn yesterday. My television levels are high. I'll be back on tomorrow. And tonight, I'm going to watch NBA basketball because the Lakers are playing the Clippers. And that's what I do. I show up to the big events so I could talk about them on this here radio station and on the television as well, sir. How are you, Scott?
I like it. I'm great. I am so great. Listen, we do have a ton of stuff to give away today. We got Lakers Bucks tickets, but here's what I want to say, Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
That will happen at 5:15 p.m.
Okay.
So you got to listen to the whole show. You got to be able to answer three questions. And I'm just going to say right now, you're probably going to have to write some notes. You're probably going to have to really listen carefully to what happens today to win these Laker Bucks tickets, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's one of those deals where, you know, literacy required. You know, in one of these situations, if that's fine. I mean, I'll be there. You know what? If you give away, I mean, it's close to the end of the show,
right?
But Lakers Bucks. You know what? If you give that ticket away, I'll probably be there. I'll meet that fan. How about that?
Oh, that just take things to another level.
I mean,
like for example, let me say something to you. I just sent a tweet. I hope you saw it.
I saw it
on July 28th.
I look great. If it's worth anything,
you on July 28th. 2021. Laura, Lindsay, does that date sound familiar to you? If I had you on the witness stand, where were you on July 28th, 2021?
Clinton, I know where Laura was. Uh-huh. I don't know where Lindsay
was. Probably working.
Yeah, we know
Laura
that.
Was definitely in the studio.
Yeah.
I was camping in the mountains in Allegheny.
Can you corroborate that? Just want to make sure.
Yes, I can. I know. I was on vacation that week.
Oh,
for sure.
Was this a Rams?
Correct.
Ah.
Yes, that's why I wasn't there.
UC Irvine.
Right because Lindsay was producing a different show at the time.
Oh, my.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Clinton Yates and I were there at Rams training camp on July 28th. Clinton was wearing a very colorful tank top and promoting the handsome man community, as I recall.
The sun was out.
Bougie.
So the guns were out. Pretty simple. I mean, this is not difficult math. We were out there at UC Irvine, and I'll say this in the lead up. We're in the lead up phase to what is the Super Bowl at SoFi with the Rams. There were people that were like, oh, you're out in LA. How many Rams fans are there? What's going on? Are people going to show up? The Niners are taking over the ticket. Blah, 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 blah. Bro, this was July, Scott. Do you remember how many people were there having a great time?
I do.
Like, that fan base was energized in a way that I'm not sure that I even knew was going to be real. And so now that this team is in the Super Bowl at home, I believe in it, man. It's really cool for those people. This is a good thing. Nobody is faking it. These people have been there. We've known that literally since July, Cap.
Yeah, yeah. So it's July 28th. That's also the day, I remember it quite vividly, where, Laura, I just gave up on trying to get into the handsome man community. That was the day that
I don't think you have ever given up.
No, I gave up. Remember, because what I did was I told Clinton, I've given up on the handsome man community, that he's the president of the local chapter and they won't let me in.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura, you've said many times I don't belong in, right? I mean, you did say that. Clinton, I even dyed my hair from trying to look younger to make it into the handsome man community, but I've just decided I'm just going with the dad bod community. That's what I'm going to do.
Bro, even technology does not agree with you.
You just kind of chirped out there. That was unfortunate.
Really?
But yeah.
Really?
That's too bad. You know, when you were making your final push point as to why you deserved for the application to get approved, it kind of went robot and we didn't hear
really?
It.
Really? So. Oh, man. That sucks. I was saying I gave up on handsome man. I'm going dad bod. That's all.
Like a whole lead up that got chopped off. It's okay.
Yeah, that's too
bad.
That's too bad.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So that day, July 28th, though, Clinton, you and I are there at Rams training camp.
Yeah, I showed my butt to some Rams fans. That was unfortunate. If you want to look it up on Instagram, I bent over in front of a bunch of Rams fans by accident because I didn't know they were looking at me. It made social. Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
Wait,
dump truck
like
was out
just,
there, huh?
Just your butt? Like
no, not like my actual behind.
Okay,
I just meant
say.
That I bent over to stretch
what
a
happened?
La baseball practice style.
Gotcha.
And there were people behind me. And Cap goes, well, nice view. Or it might have been Greg, but he goes, nice view up there for the fans. I was like, oh my God, there's actually people there. Like, I remember that. That was like the standing memory from that day.
I think it was.
Did they catcall you? Like, woo woo.
No, nobody was paying attention. I was just touching, touching the floor, bending at the waist, as we do, in the flexibility community, if you will.
Right,
you
know, touching the floor, not the toes. I mean, there's there's an extra level there.
Correct.
When you go directly to the floor and you bypass the toes, for sure.
Oh, well, you know, Cap probably doesn't know that. Are you flexible, Cap?
You know, Laura, I was back in the day, but, you know, given that I stopped back stretching, you know. Yeah, it's, I mean, there's, I've got a hamstring ready to pop at any moment, I'm sure.
Fair enough. Yeah. I know that feeling. My left MCL is so ready to go. And every single time I get out of bed, I'm like, oh, not today, buddy. I don't
You know, this. Like if I go running or if somebody said to me, hey, you want to play some ball? I'm like, you know, that is a torn Achilles just waiting to happen for a guy like me. So
when's the last time
no.
you kicked a football through uprights with a holder?
Long time. Although Laura and I went to SoFi Stadium.
You don't like make your kids make you. You don't like make your kids hold it while you kick it and tell them about the glory days. That's not a thing you do.
I would
do that if I were you.
Yeah, I would. I would do that.
I'm sure he tries.
I did try. You know, I trained. I shouldn't say I trained because I had to hand him off to other guys. But my son's a college kicker now, so you know he takes great pride in killing me. You know, he's like, yeah, let's go kick. We'll kick. We'll compete
what
against
a revelation.
Each other.
Okay, yeah. This is cool. That's good to know. Yeah. All right, very well. Very well.
So that day, July 28th, Rams training camp. You and I, Clinton, we watched Matthew Stafford throw some of his earliest passes of training camp, right?
Yep. I remember what I said on the day two. Go ahead.
That's exactly what I wanted to say. You looked at me. I looked at you. Stafford was warming up. He threw a pass. It was completed. I said, that's it. That's it. Super Bowl. That's going to happen.
That's not what I'm talking about, but that is true. Oh, what I said was, this guy looks like a guy in command of a football team. And when you see a team in their training camp situation, mini camp, OTAs or whatever, that's half of what all of this is. There's a certain level of the eyeball test where you look at a guy and you say, can that guy lead the team? That is almost, in a lot of situations, more important than can they complete the throws. I mean, obviously you have to do that, but like, are people going to believe that you can do it? Matt Stafford had that. We saw that in Irvine. And I think that when he threw that bomb to Cooper Kupp before they kicked the field goal before the game, I mean, you know, before the next game, I just think it showed up. You know what I mean? Leader of human football players is an important skill set in the NFL still, whether you throw the ball or not. This guy happens to be the quarterback, Scott.
Okay, so that day, we watched Stafford. That was the opening of training camp. There were tons of Rams fans. Everybody was excited to see what Matthew Stafford was going to look like. It was all anybody was talking about. So, Coach, can you tell us the difference between Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford? I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's practice number one, man. Get back to me at the end of the season. But
we also talked to we talked to Les that day.
Yeah, Les Snead.
About the roster construction. He was looking great. You know what I mean? And he's a
sharp Alabama man.
Regional member of the community, if I may. But he had a lot to say about the roster construction. And the team that they put together at the time is a very different team than it is right now, Scott. And let me ask you this. You're a football guy. How often, and I don't mean to say this in terms of any surprise, but football teams turn over a fair amount every season. Are you surprised that a team that turned over kind of this much in terms of the acquisitions has gotten this far, or do you think that that just makes sense in the sort of normal NFL season?
No, it's not normal at all. I mean, I can't even remember the last time a team made so many moves. Because remember, that early part of training camp, there was no Sony Michel on
Correct.
This team. You know, Cam Akers was already injured with an
Gonzo.
Achilles at that time, right? Yep. And so the Rams were saying back then, well, we're going to go with what we have here, and then we'll figure it out a little bit later on. And then they made the move to get Sony Michel. Then as the season goes on, they wind up getting Von Miller. We all know the story. They wind up getting OBJ. Then they need and are desperate for, and my goodness, I can't believe he's available and can come do what he did. Eric Weddle at the end of all of this.
Dude, Eric Weddle, by the way, is these okay? So, like, you know, okay, let me just quick sidebar. You know how John Madden passed recently, the late great coach, blah, blah, blah. He used to give out the All Madden Awards. I feel like if there was an All Kaplan Awards, Eric Weddle would be like the captain of that team. I mean, coming out of retirement, 2 years, whatever, actually leading the team in tackles. Come on.
I know. It's a great story, and I love
Amazing.
A good story like that. I mean, guy is like coaching his kid's flag football team or something.
Right, he's kicking against his kids.
Right,
like
right.
You.
He's keeping himself in shape because he's coaching whatever flag football team it is, you know? And then they're like, yo, you You still in shape?
You want a playbook, buddy?
Right. You're like, wait, 2 years I'm out of the league. Not only is he out of the league, he's playing every snap.
Unbelievable.
And when you see the Rams beat the Buccaneers 2 weeks ago, and it's Eric Weddle embracing Tom Brady, and you go, wow, you know, in the football world, he's a very well-respected guy.
Oh, yeah. You know? Those guys are, I mean, they're what's the word? Oh, dang it. What is, they're contemporaries. That's what they are. Literally. You know, yeah. Just one was out of the league for 2 years. The other just kept playing quarterback.
Right,
you know?
Right. Amazing. And so that day, July 28th, to where we are today, Clinton, you ask me, am I surprised? Yeah, I am, honestly, because I had question marks about Matthew Stafford. Sedano never lets me hear the end of it. Am I right about that, Lindsay? I mean, all day long, you doubted him. You didn't
rightfully
like him.
So. I mean, you didn't just doubt him. You ripped him.
I ripped him?
I think you ripped him. I think you ripped him. I mean, you ask the guy like to his face, you know, like, hey, what makes you think that you're going to be any better than what they had? I feel like it's kind of a
that's the point. Well, to be fair to your argumentative point, Scott, what your question was is he better than what they have? I actually remember that. And that to me at the time was a fair question. However, that question has been answered, sir.
He is definitely
better than what they had. And at the time, that was one thing. But now we know that's why they're in the Super Bowl.
Okay, so let me ask you a question then. Let me come back at you. If the Rams don't win the Super Bowl, do we all say this is a monster success? Because, again, they, quote-unquote, went all in. They made every acquisition. They got big stars. They won the NFC Championship game on their home field. They're hosting the Super Bowl against a team and an organization that is a traditional laughingstock. Granted, they got a superstar quarterback and a superstar wide receiver now. But I'm asking you this. Don't they still have to win?
I don't think so, bro. That's what the benefit of having this thing at home serves you. You've done enough. The win is one thing. Sure, the trophy will be in SoFi forever. You'll feel great on a Sunday. But I don't know that Rams fans look at this season and say, oh, absolute failure. We didn't win the Super Bowl. Like, come on. Sometimes it's not just about the trophy that you get at the end. It's about, and this sounds corny, but bear with me, it's about the experiences along the way, bro. And this has been a hell of a season for Rams fans. There's just no way around that. You get over the hump of Kyle Shanahan. You get to the Super Bowl. You made a trade almost to the day that it mattered to get the quarterback that you want, and you had a literal Hall of Fame season out of one of your wideouts? Come on, man. Like, winning the Super Bowl would be great, but there's no way to deny how excellent this season has been for the Rams.
All right, I'm going to just call a timeout here, and I'm going to ask Laura and Lindsay, because I think we're all going to disagree here, just in one word, because we're going to go to traffic, and then we'll get back into it. Laura, do the Rams need to win the Super Bowl?
Yes. You shut up.
Okay, yes. Telling the truth.
No. Okay. Look, we're not going to get into all of that, because I have a lot of thoughts, and I already yelled at him, but yes, they do.
Okay, Lindsay? Clinton says they don't. Do you think they have to win the Super Bowl? I mean, for this season to be truly successful? I mean, we can all say, hey, you know, they made it. At least they made it.
100%.
They have to.
I think, yeah, they do.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, hold on, everybody. I'll be curious. I'll be curious to what other people think. There's
open up
be
the
people,
phone, Scott. Right, it's a radio
right,
show.
Right. Gotta be people who think like Clinton thinks. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Yeah, I can't wait to hear. Hold on a second. Can't wait. We got the super ticket giveaway. Stick around for that. You got to make sure you're listening because you want in on the game. And we got Laker tickets to give away at 5:15, so don't leave because you should be taking notes if you want to win these Laker tickets because you're going to have to answer three questions. Last man standing gets the tickets.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, it's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. And hey, reminder, 710 ESPN has your tickets to see the battle for the Lombardi Trophy. Keep listening every hour for the Super Sounder. When you hear it, Be caller number 7 at 877-710-ESPN. You qualify to win a pair of super tickets for the big game. The 710 super ticket giveaway from your championship radio station, 710 ESPN. Clinton Yates is in for Sedano today.
What up, kiddos? How we doing?
We're all good, but I got to say, Clinton, I'm so happy you're here, and I don't think you understand the sincerity with which I speak right now. Let me explain why.
Mm-hmm.
In the history, be it somewhat short history, of the Sedano and Cap show,
sure.
There has never been a time, never, when it's been 3-1 and I'm not the one. Right now, based on what you said, it's me, Lindsay, and Laura against you. And I got to say, man, it feels really good to be on the side that has numbers here.
Okay, but let me explain my credentials. I arrived here and the Lakers won the NBA title. Months later, the Dodgers won.
Oh, he's busting the Sedano
card. The World Series. Now the Rams are in the Super Bowl. Listen, my presence is a present, as Kanye would say. That's a joke. But what I'm saying is that, like, I understand championship teams when I see them, okay? Because I've seen a lot of bad teams. I'm not saying that the Rams are going to be some sort of major disappointment. The Rams have been extremely fun all year. Am I wrong, Laura?
I mean, you're not, but someone already took that card. Sedano already talks about how he broke the Kellerman curse and
right.
all yada, 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 yada.
Right.
So you're a little late.
Listen, first of all, Sedano's one-year track record has nothing to do with me, okay? That is a separate matter.
Right? You know, I've tried to use the same reasoning. Like, hey, I got to 7-10 August of 2020. Now I've gotten a Laker championship, a Dodger World Series. I'm about to see the Rams win the Super Bowl. I try to use the same theory.
Hey, I could do the same. I started working here late 2019. Let's go.
Yeah, it's
just we're already in Southern California. Can we get to the calls so we can hear what these people
All right, think? So once again, for those of you that are just tuning in, Clinton Yates and I were at Rams training camp when it opened on July 28th. We saw Matthew Stafford complete his first pass just warming up, and we said, oh, Super Bowl. It's hard to believe it all worked out, but they're here. But I'm telling you right now, you have to finish. Yeah, you won the NFC title game in unlikely fashion, meaning that the game was not likely going to be here. But it was, and you won it. And you beat San Francisco finally. But having the Super Bowl in your hometown, particularly against Cincinnati, you must win this game.
I don't understand that. Is there some history of Rams Super Bowls that I'm, like, familiar with? I mean, like, what are we even talking about here? Like, look, the Bengals are a good football team, Mr. Kicker, whose kicker is really, really good.
Yeah,
like,
he's good.
I'm not being funny here. Like, you make it to the Super Bowl, you make it to the Super Bowl. This is not the Cinderella team. In fact, Cinderella in this equation was the Niners, who had no business in the playoffs, mm-hmm. except for the fact that they, beat the Rams. The Bengals won their division. The Bengals beat the Chiefs twice in a month. Like, just look at the football, man. This is not necessarily going to be an easy game. This team is good, and they're streaking. It's a one-game situation. I know it's at home, but after 2 weeks, I think the Rams are going to win this game. I do think that it would be disappointing, but I don't think that the season becomes a wash, man. You played a Super Bowl at home. That experience will never change, win or lose.
I'm going to say this, though. All the pressure that people have talked about and debated about who's got the pressure is on McVay, and the pressure is on Stafford, because across the field, you've got a guy who went from quarterback coach of the Rams to head coach of the Bengals, and you've got a second-year quarterback. This is Matthew Stafford's time. This is 13 years in the league. This is the team that Sean McVay wanted, the quarterback he had to have. I believe that this is must win. And if they don't win, all the moves to be all in, it will have been a really nice season, and it will have been fun that you got to play the Super Bowl on your home field. But you got to finish the job.
So what are you going to do? Fire the coach? What are you going to do? I mean, like, what are we talking about here? You know what
well,
I'm
let
saying?
Let me ask it to you this way. How much more confident would you be into the next season with virtually the same roster if you can keep
plenty
it all together?
Confident when you make it to the Super Bowl? There's only two teams that do that, and there's one per conference, and you beat a team in your division on the way there, and the two other teams didn't even make it. It's fine. I think that McVay had a bunch of pressure on him in the conference championship game that got alleviated by just making the Super Bowl, aided by the fact that he's at home. If this game is in Tampa or if this game is in Dallas, it's a different story, man. He's brought the cavalry home. That's what matters. I really think that, man.
But I'm telling you, this is his quarterback. This is his team. This is his stadium. This is his town. That's his understudy across the field. He's got to win this game. Let's go to the phones. Let's see what everybody thinks. Oscar in Baldwin Park. It's Sedano and Cap. CY is in for Sedano. What do you say, Oscar? Must win or satisfied?
Yeah. Oh, no. Must win. I totally disagree with Clint, man. They got to win this, man. This is in L.A. Cincinnati's a team that they're there for the experience. Their fans are there for experience. But this team's built to win now. They got Detroit with a lot of draft picks and everything. They got to win now. And the Rams have a chance to get right up there with the Dodgers and Lakers to win. Because in L.A., that's all we respect is winners. Nobody really cares. Nobody remembers second place. So they got to win. They're hands down, they need to win. That's a necessary win right there.
All right. That's fair. Oscar.
I'll take that from a Rams fan. I totally understand that. You want them to win like a mug, and you should. I totally get that.
Trying to get into that rarefied air of the Dodgers and the Lakers, that's what Kevin Demoff, their CEO, has been talking about. We'll play that for you, and we'll get into that. We'll get into the conversation, can they? Here's a call from Rick in L.A. Rick, must the Rams win, or are you satisfied with them just getting here?
They must win. For a 60-year Ram fan, they got to win for Roman Gabriel. They got to win for James Harris. They got to win for Jim Everett. They got to win for Ferragamo. No team in Los Angeles, named the Rams, has ever won a Super Bowl. Is that talking about St. Louis? We're talking about the Los Angeles Rams that was born at the Coliseum for me. To get a chance to play at SoFi, it's a must-win situation. Yeah, it's wonderful that we got there, but we've never been there and won in L.A. So for this Ram fan, for a 60-year Ram fan, it's a must-win. No holds barred, point blank.
Okay, I appreciate this phone call. And you know what? You've kind of convinced me, but I will ask you this question in addition. How good has it felt just to be in this position so far versus what Scott brought up earlier when we were at training camp? How good has this season been to you, not discounting how much you want them to win on Super Bowl Sunday? Oh, he's gone. Alas.
Rick,
see what I'm saying?
That was a great question.
Secondary questions that matter. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, solid question. Very good. All right. Here's Mike in Van Nuys. Hey, Mike, it's Sedano and Cap. Clinton Yates is in. Television's Clinton Yates. I love when you say that. Mike, what kind of dog is barking in the background?
Okay, 100%. Rams have to win it for it to be a success.
No. Bring the dogs back up.
Mike, tell us what's going on. Describe what's happening.
What's happening in your scene right now?
Okay, I got away from the dogs. The Los Angeles Rams.
Like, what kind of dog
you actually want to know about the dogs?
Forget the Rams for a second,
if you want people to wear blue, you have to win it. I'm a diehard fan. Los Angeles. All my teams are Los Angeles. I'm not buying nothing. If they don't win it, I'm not buying any Liram gear. And that's the only way you're going to get the stands to be blue and not red. Period. Like we were talking about the 49er fans were red in the stands. That's because the Los Angeles Rams have never won it. That's why. Because Los Angeles is Inglewood, the city of champions. You have to win in Los Angeles.
Okay, Dodgers did it. What's going on with the dogs, bro?
I know.
What's
I really want to know about that. I'm so much more interested in the dogs.
This is what we care about.
I know.
The Rams are great, but like, what's the dog situation? What's the dog's name? What's the breed? Why is this dog wilding out?
Dog. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No. There's no need for apology. We welcome our canine friends. Tell us about your dog, is what we're trying to say.
Well, it's a neighbor's dog, actually, but, you know.
That's funny.
That's awesome. I have a feeling that the neighbor is not supposed to be there.
That's Loba. It's a German Shepherd, badass dog.
That's a loud-ass German
Shepherd.
Let's
be serious. He's not a dog person, because if we asked him about his dog and it was his dog, he'd be like, this is my doggy. I love my doggy.
It wasn't my dog, but... But the Rams have to win it.
Way to bring it home, Michael.
Look at this guy you guys have on the radio. I don't know what he's thinking. He's the good luck charm or something. You have to win it in L.A. or you're the same standard as the Clippers. Yep. You haven't won it. Los Angeles Rams.
Sir, no.
I'm just saying Los Angeles Rams haven't won it in my lifetime. I'm 55.
All right.
They have never won it.
Well, they just came back, sir.
Been here that long. I was the fan that didn't have a team for 22 years. I'm with them. They have to win it.
All right. There you go. There's okay. Mike.
So we got what is it called? We got bucket list situations for going on here for the Rams. Like, it's never going to happen again if you don't see it on Sunday. I don't know.
All or nothing.
This is not the Chicago Cubs or the Boston Red Sox. Right. Or, you know, I got to see this before I die kind of thing. But I'm just telling you, I think, listen, the Rams, when Kevin Demoff, we'll play this for you coming back. When Kevin Demoff says, we think we can be there with the Dodgers and the Lakers, you got to win the Super Bowl in your hometown. You got to win.
Okay. All right. We'll take
877-710 ESPN, 877-710-3776. You want to jump in on this, go for it. Hey, Clinton, it looks like the Rams coaching staff is going to be torn to shreds kind of again.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up. And don't forget, 5:15 p.m., we're giving away Lakers-Bucks tickets. Be here. Write notes. You got to answer three questions on today's show. Clinton Yates is in for Sedano. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah.
Do you know who this is?
Yeah.
Scott Kaplan, do you know who this rapper is?
Yeah.
Did you see how he answered the question and then continued with the bit? Did you hear that?
I love to do that.
This is Kendrick Lamar, also known as Kung Fu Kenny. For those of you from the Los Angeles area, you're familiar with his work. He will be performing at the halftime show that the Los Angeles Rams will be playing in that will also feature Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, your boy Eminem, and of course, the beautiful and luxuriously talented Mary J. Blige. You see how I do that there, Scott? You see how I set that up,
present that,
you know?
Yeah.
I try my best.
Yeah, that was really sharp. I was in the grocery store the other day, Clinton, and I was in the wine section because I was sent to the grocery store by my girlfriend to buy wine.
You don't go on your own to buy wine? I go on my own to buy wine.
She tells me what to do, so I just go do it. And so I'm walking through the wine section. Are you familiar with Snoop Dogg having his own wine? Because there was Snoop Dogg's face on a
21 Crime.
I'm 100% familiar with this, and not because I've consumed it, but because there happens to be a billboard in my neighborhood with his face on it with that exact wine. That's the only reason I know about it. Yes.
What I've is the wine this. Called?
I don't know the name of it.
I think it's 21 Crime.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Lindsay, you know. Say it again. Hold on.
21 Crime.
Crime.
Something like
crime?
That. Yeah.
And I got to say,
what is it?
I was inclined to buy it because I love Snoop, you know? Kind of the same way that...
Scott, here's how this works.
Yeah.
If your wife sends you to the grocery store, you don't buy the Snoop wine. You buy whatever is suggested, and then you hit up your boys and you say, we're drinking the Snoop wine on the side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to sample that outside of the community that you're in because you never really know. And you don't want to be like, oh, I bought the Snoop wine, honey. She's going to be like, what the hell were you buying the Snoop wine for? And you'd be like, don't worry about it. But when you get two, you can then sample the Snoop wine on the side.
I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go back to the grocery store on my own like a real man. I'm going to buy the Snoop wine because I'm committed to it because Snoop-a-loop. I'm going to be into it, and I'm going to take it. I'm going to have a guy's night tonight. I'm going to watch this Laker-Clipper game, and I'm going to try the Snoop wine because
that's a great idea. That is a tremendous Los Angeles entertainment evening.
That sounds good. Hey, Clinton.
Yes.
Did you see the story yesterday that the Minnesota Vikings are going to hire Kevin O'Connell, the Rams' offensive coordinator, and by all accounts, this will happen, I guess, the next day after the Super Bowl, and maybe
I did not hear this. Okay, I'm listening.
You haven't heard this?
No, I didn't hear this. I've been paying attention to a lot of things, not what's happening with the Rams coordinator, but that's fascinating.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because it's probably not just Kevin O'Connell who's going to be the next Sean McVay hot guy. We got to hire him, and he's going to save our franchise. But I'm also hearing that Raheem Morris, the defensive coordinator, in just a one-year stint, just like Brandon Staley, who left to become the head coach of the Chargers, that Raheem Morris is when the Super Bowl's over, is what I'm hearing,
yeah,
might get this Jacksonville Jaguars job, should he want it.
Well, that Jaguars job is in a tough spot. You know, there's been a lot of rumors about who's been chosen for what and who wants to do what regarding the GM. Let's not forget what happened in the last game of the season. Jaguars fans showed up literally clowning the actual, like, front office. So, I mean, I guess, okay. I mean, like, the Rams, does this add to your argument as to why the Rams need to win? Because we've seen a lot of teams lose a lot of coordinators over the years and never return to what they were. The Philadelphia Eagles come to mind in that particular situation. But to me, if your coordinators are valuable after playoff runs, that means that everybody is doing something right. You know what I mean? And, like, I don't know. McVay's offense has worked with a couple different people. I still consider him the ringleader. I actually think the biggest loss there is Raheem. You know what I mean? In terms of how he's dealt with that defense. That defense figured some things out. They added some pieces. Remember when they got into a fight in the middle of the field in week 14? That was a disaster, but they figured it out. You know what I'm saying? And that, to me, is where coaching matters. So to me, I think Raheem is the bigger loss, even though the offense is kind of more eye-popping. I wouldn't want to lose him. I wouldn't mind losing an offensive coordinator.
What I'm getting at is this, though. Mm-hmm. My contention is that as great as Matthew Stafford has been this year, and he's answered the questions, and critics like myself who had question marks about whether or not he could actually lead a team to a Super Bowl because he had Hall of Fame stats in Detroit with no wins to go with them, when I think about the time and the place where the Super Bowl is, how the home team made it, what's likely to happen to this coaching staff and possibly parts of this roster going forward, you got the Super Bowl at home. You got to win. That's why I brought it up. If Kevin O'Connell takes off and goes to the Minnesota Vikings and Raheem Morris takes off and goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars and Sean McVay yet again has to restock his coaching staff, you don't know when you're going to be back.
I see your point. You're making a convincing argument. We've had some buildup. I appreciate this. I am not a stubborn man. I simply have a high standard of convincing. And you know what? You know what? That makes sense. If you're going to lose, if you're going to lose everybody, you're right. There's a little bit different of an incentive if folks are already out the door. I don't disagree with that. You know what? Mark it down. Mark it down. Scott Kaplan has convinced Clinton Yates of an argument.
Wow.
Write it down.
Wow.
437.50.
I get it. You know, like, because I hadn't really thought of it that way in terms of, here's what I'll say. I was thinking about it in terms of the talent on the field. And as somebody that frequently discusses the value of leadership and coaching, that I just hadn't really thought of it in the context of if they lose their guys, they might not be the same. I referenced Philly earlier. They lost Frank Reich. That offense fell apart. You know what I mean? He went to Indianapolis. That team got good. You know, this happens. You're right. And I guess what I'm saying is, I still think that if you're a fan, like, bro, you couldn't have asked for this season. You get to watch a Super Bowl at home. Like, I don't know, man. That's pretty cool as it is, but I understand the larger context.
Yeah, let's keep it going. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. The entire world is about to converge on downtown L.A., and I know all the fans out there have an opinion about this. Do the Rams have to finish the job, or are you satisfied? Coming back, let's hear what Kevin Demoff said a little bit earlier today that's making news everywhere. The Rams CEO who says, we got to try and compete to get up to that Laker-Dodger level. And we'll ask the question, can the Rams do that? Yeah, it's Sedano and Cap here on 710 ESPN. This portion of the show presented by Alignment Health Plan, changing healthcare one person at a time. Clinton, you say you're going to the Laker-Clipper game tonight?
I'll be there this evening. If you people want a glad hand and touch me, stay all the way away from me. That's a joke. I'll be there, and I love talking to people, and that'll be fine. It'll be great.
You're fun.
See me in my linen slacks and my Vans. That's what I wear to every game.
Probably looking sweet.
No, that's a given. Come on, Tess. What are you talking about?
Just taking a guess.
It sounds very fancy, Clinton, just like your weekend fancy plans that I'm want to ask you about.
Oh,
but, you know.
So you were talking trash because I made my weekend plans sound fancy, but little do you know they're not fancy at all. Tell you what, I'm going to watch the boys go racing at the Coliseum.
Oh, dude, I want to go to that.
Very excited about this. The Bush Clash is at the Coliseum, and I like to watch the cars race, and they're doing it in Los Angeles, and I'll be there. It'll be super fun.
Oh, my goodness. I have seen this track in the Coliseum, and I've been watching them build it, and I've been just I just think it looks so cool. And I would love to be able to get on that track and drive one of those cars around that track. Have you ever done that?
Drive a car around a track on a 17-degree embankment? Absolutely not. That's for professionals, bro.
Oh, no, like, dude.
I can drive my car around Venice, and I can get down Lincoln Boulevard. You think I'm scooting around at $180 with other cars on the track? No way.
Well, no, I've been to one of those, like, those schools where they do that. They teach you, and then they put you in a real stock car, and then they say, go ahead.
Sure, but you're not moving at the rate that the pros are moving at. You're just driving on your own volition.
Yeah, like, I want to do that. I want to get into one of those cars that I want to drive.
I got a buddy who does that all the time. But the reason why I'm excited is because I've been a NASCAR fan for a large part of my life. I mean, half my life. I'm 40, since about 20 years old. I really like NASCAR. I've never been to a race. And this is the Busch Series, which isn't the top flight. But, I mean, dude, they're still racing stock cars, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really excited to see this from the sort of from the ground up. You know what I mean? And it's not like... I mean, obviously, it's not Talladega. It's not a Daytona. I'm getting way off into the weeds here. But, like, bro, I'm going to a car race. Pretty excited.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, could care less about NASCAR. But the track looks so cool inside the Coliseum. Right? I just want to drive it.
Yeah. People sleep on how many sporting events that the Coliseum has hosted in terms of, like, variety. NASCAR, add it to the list. Love it.
Nice. All right. So, Clinton, tonight at the Lakers-Clippers game, you want to go by, say hello, tell him how much you like his tank top that I put out there on Twitter earlier today. Make sure you stop by and say hello. We've been talking about the Rams situation. Do they have to win this Super Bowl, or is it a successful season just getting to the Super Bowl? Laura, you have been engaged to the Rams.
I am married. I got married like a week and a half ago.
I understand this. Mm-hmm. We have had this conversation. Yes. But now that you are married, and it's early on in the marriage, you're in a honeymoon
phase. This is
true. Okay. If the Rams lose the Super Bowl, do you annul the marriage?
No. No.
Annul, wow.
I do not annul. I will not get divorced. I am married. That is a commitment to me. And, you know, you questioned my commitment. And this is how we got in the whole situation.
This is a terrible question. But never mind.
Yeah, next. So the whole, okay, here's my stance on why I feel they need to win. So I kept telling you guys on your ear, there's many reasons. One of the biggest reasons Scott brought up to Clinton, and Clinton's like, I got it. I get it. They might lose, guys. But for me and for many people in LA and for the Rams specifically, it's a must win for recruitment. They want fans. They want to turn, maybe not turn, because I feel like if you already have a team, you're kind of like me. You're going to be married to that team. You're loyal to that team. But for those people like me who didn't have a team before and are still kind of dipping their toes, whether they want to be a Rams fan or a Charger fan or a whoever else fan, right, whoever they kind of felt the need to attach themselves to, they're like, hey, my town has a team now. And, hey, it's a championship team. Why not support the local championship team? And, look, there's so many people that are like, oh, you're a bandwagon, or you're this, you're that. I'm a homer. I am. I'm an LA girl. Like, Dodgers, Lakers, Kings, I'm all in. LAFC, like, I'm all in on all LA teams. So for me, it was an easy pull. I didn't go Chargers because, ew, San Diego, first of all.
Thank you.
Second of all, because we are the station of the Rams. So it was just an easy, like, path for me to go root for that team. But a lot of people don't have those path. They're like, they're still dipping and seeing where they're going to go. So for this team, yes, they made it. I think it's a success. But for them to get fans, they need to win.
Let me ask you this, though. Your point is excellent, and you're exactly right. The best possible thing to recruit fans in any market, never mind one that hasn't had a football team in 20 years and now suddenly has two, would be to win the Super Bowl in your home stadium, obviously. And I don't mean obviously in terms of, like, that's not a smart point. I hadn't thought of that, but I'm also thinking about what the effect of that actually, like, could be. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happens? Is there a parade? Are we going to a parade?
I hope
where does the parade go? See, what do we do?
I hope so.
You know what
so.
I mean? Like,
question, by the way. Where would it be? You know, that's a good question. You know,
you know what I'm saying? Like, what actually happens? I mean, do you go from Inglewood down to LA Live? You know
That'd
what I mean?
That'd be kind of dope. Traffic would suck. Let me just say that.
But I think you're right, Laura. The recruitment element is huge. And it's and almost more than anything, and I think this is where I have been fully convinced, it's not just about the winning of the Super Bowl from a football standpoint. It's just a one-time opportunity from an experience standpoint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you win, it makes everything 100 times better.
I totally get that,
and yeah. I respect that.
I when you talk about recruitment, Laura, and we think back to these last two games against San Francisco and how the 49er fans took so much pride in all of the red in SoFi Stadium. And then what happens is, around the country, everybody's like, see, typical L.A. They show up late, they leave early, they're not passionate, they don't support their teams. Huh, typical L.A. That's what everybody says around the country.
It's okay, they can hate.
So if you're gonna say, look, for us to have fans so that they don't sell their tickets to San Francisco fans, winning this game makes the Rams L.A. champions. And if they lose the game, yeah, it was a nice season. No, it was fun that we hosted the Super Bowl. It was great that they played in it, but they didn't win it. They got to win this game.
I've been workshopping my McVay impression to the woman I love in our house, and I'm
How's
not really ready to bring it out yet. I just want you to know, maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
I just wanted you to know, we can do like a faux press. If I get good enough at it tonight, maybe a faux presser, maybe like a 1-2, like each of you get a question and I'll try to answer it.
Okay.
But it was okay. It was enough where I didn't tell J-Girl who I was impersonating, and she guessed it.
Oh, wow.
So,
now, okay, I was going to ask that.
Clinton. Wait, wait, wait.
Close enough. Yeah.
Here's one. Can I ask you to say two words and see how close it is?
Absolutely not. No, that's the whole point. It's an experience. And maybe the experience requires me to be in person because there's some body mechanics. But I'm just letting you know that's there. That's an option for tomorrow. That's in the playbook for tomorrow.
Mm. I want to say something, Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Interestingly and coincidentally, and something that, you know, we didn't discuss, I too am working on a Sean McVay impression.
Uh-oh. Oh, I see.
Are we going to have
to a Sean McVay situation than I am? I don't think it's as much of an impersonation.
Although, I don't think Cap has been known to nail any impression ever of anyone.
Have you heard his Shaq impression? He makes them so old.
No,
please don't do it. Do not do it, but it's so bad.
No.
It's so bad. So
really good.
You know what it is? It's one of those deals where it's like, you know how people, when they're like, oh yeah, when I'm in France, I speak great French. When I see McVay, I can do it. It may be one of those deals. So I've got to work on it.
All right. So how about tomorrow? Let's make a commitment. Tomorrow's show, dueling McVay impressions.
Okay. Sure. Why not? Freestyle Fridays. Why not? I'm going to win. And we can have people call in and say which impression is better.
Right.
It's true.
All right. It is that a McVay off tomorrow. That's what it's going to be. That's
producing
what we're going to do.
Radio shows while hosting radio shows. It's a thing we do in the Handsome Man community.
Yeah, right. All right, so Clinton Yates is in today for Sedano. This is Sedano and Cap on ESPN 710. And this portion of the show is being presented by Alignment Health Plan, changing healthcare one person at a time. Look, I just want to remind everybody, 5:15 this evening, we are giving away Lakers-Bucks tickets. Stick around. Take notes. We're going to ask you three questions. The person who answers the third question, you're the winner. So the first person on the air, Clinton, might run the table and take all three, but the first person might answer one, the second person might answer the second, and we may have to get to a third person who might only have to answer one question to win the Lakers-Bucks tickets.
That's what you're going to do?
What do you think?
You're going to fold them close.
I mean, you're going to have to take notes is what I'm saying. That's really what I'm getting at. All right, Laura, can you play for everybody? You talk about recruiting fans. Well, Kevin Demoff, who runs the Rams, here's what he said that has gone viral about who really the Rams are competing with in the marketplace, at least is the way I hear it. Take a listen.
I absolutely believe that we can be at the level the Dodgers and the Lakers have been and continue to be. But those teams have been decades of success and championships and building a fan base, building a deep multicultural fan base, stars, legends, Hall of Famers, and building on consistency. The next 2 weeks are important. But so is 2022, and so is 2023.
All right, there's Kevin Demoff. So here's the thing, Clinton, when I hear that, I hear Kevin Demoff saying this: we're not fighting for L.A. with the Chargers. They don't exist. We're not fighting with the Raider fans because they're loyal to the nation. What we're trying to do is we're trying to achieve status on the L.A. sports scene that is comparable to the Lakers and the Dodgers. Can they do it?
No. I just don't think that this is an NFL town in the same way. I mean, just I don't want to get too far into this, but when you just look at the timeline of life cycles, let's take Momo, for example, who's here all the time. We love Momo. Momo's a Raiders fan. Greg's a Raiders fan. By the time that those people move on and the generations change, like, yeah, you'll get Rams fans, but you're still not going to stop the growth of other fans. So, like, I agree with him. But you can't get to Laker level or Dodger level. I mean, and that's fine. You can win all the championships you want. You're trying to tell me that there's going to be an experience that matches going out to Chavez Ravine and drinking a beer with Lara and her friends? No, not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? There's just too much time that's elapsed, in my opinion. So,
I'm gonna give you a good goal,
but it's just not the same.
I'm going to give you the exact opposite perspective, which is I think the Rams can elevate to Laker and Dodger levels. On the LA sports scene, I'll tell you exactly how. Coming right back, this is Sedano and Cap. What you need to know right around the corner. This is 710 ESPN.